Welcome to Ethan Hahn Plus, the podcast where dreams take center stage. On this show, we're all about spotlighting the incredible talents and passions of everyday people. Whether you're an aspiring artist, a person of faith, or simply someone with a story to tell, this podcast is your platform. So sit back, relax, and get ready to meet some extraordinary individuals. Because here at Ethan Hahn Plus, everyone has a chance to shine. Uh-oh, look who's back. Ethan Hahn is back with another episode. Oh my gosh, Ethan, you've been so consistent lately. I have. And we've been getting in the views. We've been getting in the content. We thank you for everything. I'm not doing that scripted intro that I was doing the past few episodes because I feel like it wasn't me. This is more me. Just hitting record and slapping you in the face with this... Yeah, just like that. Is that how it feels for you? We're just coming at you with the content because we're here to make... Content. Ooh, here we go. We're just going to go off the rails today. We're just going to start talking because that's what this podcast is about. To bring people together mm-hmm. to talk about life. To talk about, you know, the nitty gritty of this rock, this floating rock we are on.
Yeah. Mm.
And joining me today, we have a full panel, everybody. Joining me to my right, returning for a second time, this time as a co-host, please welcome back Caleb Vaughn. Caleb Vaughn.
Good to see everyone.
How are you, sir?
Fantastic. Just came back from a long drive from Lynchburg.
Yeah, well, how long is that drive?
Five hours.
Caleb here goes to Liberty. Shout out to Esports.
Liberty Esports, yeah, shout out.
The director of Esports is
We'll be
here.
Talking about that more.
Well, how exciting. He's returned, and he's going to be sharing some of his hosting skills here.
Had to be a chauffeur for Ethan's guest.
Yeah, there we go. Because this got put together yesterday.
This got put together yesterday,
which kind of shows that we're not going scripted here. Yeah, we're just going to ask a bunch of random questions.
Content.
And across from us, everybody, we have an honorary Asian, I believe, at this point. I'd like to say that. I'll give you that credit. I'll give you the card. I'll give you the yellow card.
I'll go from there. It's an honor.
Everyone, please welcome Michael Bremer to the podcast.
Hello.
Yes, Michael. All right. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm feeling pretty lively. You know?
You sound lively.
My voice.
Yeah, we'll get into that too.
Yeah, of course.
He's holding the record right now, or the trophy of first podcast guest to have no voice on the podcast. So
I did it on purpose.
It sounds cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Sounds cool. And next to him is someone I just met. He just walked in the house, and he could be a murderer, and I don't even know this, but they just brought in some stranger, but Michael Bremer's brother, Adam Brenner.
Yay, Adam!
Yay, it's me.
What's the origin story here? How do you know the Bremers?
Gosh.
Yeah.
We go way back.
Yeah, we go way back.
Because me and Michael met through a VBS.
Yes.
I think that was the first time we met.
Ooh, back in...
It was
2 years ago.
Awesome
21.
God.
Yeah, it was 22. Awesome. It was summer 2022.
Yeah.
The first VBS I went to, and I went with Caleb to your guys' church here in Delaware. And I just had a blast. I mean, I knew Caleb before that, but that's when I first met you guys. And when I first became an honorary Filipino. And
yeah,
I was welcome
right.
to the family.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
Yeah,
yeah.
But origin story, gosh. I probably met Adam first, I think.
I asked you this recently. We don't remember.
It was pretty. I think so. Everyone knows about Liberty Esports. They know like that whole shebang and whatever. Pretty much through that, we kind of met a mutual friend named Trevor that we talked to. I think we met through him. But I talked to Adam, you know, and got to know him a little bit more. And then I met this kid, Michael. And then. I thought, first impressions of Michael, the first time I heard about him was, I hear his deep voice, obviously you guys can hear it now, I thought he was some muscular dude, like huge guy, 6 foot, muscular dude, and I was like, oh, let's meet up, so we go and meet up at
Spartans.
Spartans over
near,
in,
near where Adam and I live in Fairfax.
Near in Fairfax. Here walks in this kid with glasses, a button-up shirt, and khaki shorts.
Yeah, bro.
Super
typical Christian.
Dude. Yeah, yeah. But that's how we met. You know, through esports. You know, So connections. Yeah,
I had to dress up nice for my future Pookie Bear.
Yeah. He stole me from the.
Right.
He stole basically all of Adam's friends from his friend group.
Adam was one of the founders of Liberty Esports and made lots of friends through there and connections and. me being 6 years younger than him coming into Liberty, specifically Liberty Esports, I kind of just adopted his friend group and made them my own.
Love that. Yeah.
And then soon after, moved in and started living with Caleb and one of our friends, Noah. Mm. And we've kind of just been, you know, best friends ever since. So, you know,
look at that. Video games bring people together. Yeah. So, okay, wait. So you're 6 years younger than Adam.
Yes.
So, okay. So, wait. I'm trying to put things together here. You're not in school anymore.
No,
okay.
I'm graduated.
You graduated. So you're just stopping by Delaware to hang out with the Vaughns.
No, he lives with us.
Yeah.
In Lynchburg.
Okay.
I work at the school.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So still kind of there doing Liberty things. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. And you guys are all three of you still heavily involved in esports.
Yes. Yeah. Very much so.
Hence the name Coach Adam.
Yeah. Coach Adam for esports. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What entails, all right, how does coaching go for esports? I'm curious for like all that, like tournaments and video games. Like,
big man.
That's actually a genuine question. I have no idea where, yeah.
I try to make sure I don't always succeed, that they don't tilt off the face of the planet when they do poorly.
Yeah.
And then more game specific, because I coach League of Legends for these guys. And that involves a draft phase where you pick characters to optimize your composition and whatnot that you go into the game with. And so I'm in charge of that, making sure we don't completely grief the game that we're about to play.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
And then I also will go over practices with them, making sure they're getting the right feedback they need and whatnot. So
practices, I guess you guys are just playing the game.
Yeah,
that's just it. Like, so, when it comes to
much opponents.
Yeah, so okay. Like other colleges and other stuff like that. So, or sometimes we'll just run like random games within the client. So, yeah.
How often are tournaments?
We got a game every week.
Every week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And does every college have any sports?
Mostly the big name colleges, like obviously Delaware has their own esports.
They're currently competing in CLOL, which is, it just stands for Collegiate League of Legends, and that's the tournament that is run. Is it still run by Riot? Okay,
I think so. Yeah,
yeah,
because you still get League Unlocked.
Yeah, so the makers of the game, Riot Games, they run their own collegiate scene. And that only happens during the spring semester. They have like a fall off season that you can play casually, but the official league happens during spring. So this is, you guys are in the open bracket right now. There's a premier one with the top schools in it. So maybe we'll make it there one day.
Is it always League of Legends? You guys are always playing? What different games happen in the
Liberty Esports? Yeah.
Liberty Esports has a lot of games. So I think when we originally were founded, I don't know, Adam could tell you this because obviously he was there longer than I was. We offered pretty much everything we could get our hands on, I thought. Yeah.
So. As long as there's a collegiate league for the game, we had a team for it, or tried to at least.
Have you gone up against, isn't Matt Malawana in UD Esports? Yeah. Have you gone up against him?
Well, he plays Overwatch, so not really, unfortunately. Mm. I want to, but no.
That'd be funny,
really.
Yeah.
We just didn't line up, you know. I think he's seen our team before, like on the league or whatever, but he hasn't played him. So
nice.
But, yeah, a lot of respect for Matt. We love Matt.
Shout out to Matt.
When it comes to esports, it's considered like, I mean, what are you guys going to, for you, Michael, and you, Caleb, what are you guys actually going to school for?
Yeah.
What are you guys there?
I'm currently getting my bachelor's for IT with a cognate in gaming design.
Okay.
And that's been pretty cool. It's only really been picking up in the gaming design aspect in the last couple semesters. Mm-hmm. And it's not really gaming design. They kind of just throw a couple arts classes at you. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, you're designing a game, I guess. Mm-hmm. I throw shade at it, but actually this semester I'm in like this cool 3D modeling class. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that can actually be applied to making a video game, and I've been having a lot of fun with that.
That's cool.
But I was mainly because I'm on my computer almost every day, and I'm like, if I'm gonna go to college, I'll do something with computers. So I started in software engineering, and then that had too much math, so I switched to IT, and I still get to do the programming and coding and all that fun stuff, but I don't have to do the math. So
nice. Okay,
that's been my college experience so far.
Was it discrete mathematics that got you?
I did fail discrete mathematics, and then it was from then on, I'm like, nope, no more.
So he's not an honorary Asian. There we go.
Which was funny. In high school, I like math used to be my thing. I'm like, oh, math, math is my favorite subject because it just makes sense. You know, there's only really one answer for the most part.
Oh, how wrong you were.
I know how wrong
I was. As soon as they added letters, you were like, nope,
when, forget when, that. You know, X shows up more in math than in the English dictionary. I thought there was a problem with fair. And I just said, no more. No, thank you. I'm good.
I'll never. I've forgotten everything that I learned in high school. For you, though, what are you going to college for?
I get my Master's of Divinity. So
Master's of Divinity. Yeah,
upper, you know, graduate level program. Oh. Focused in Christian thought. Don't ask me what that means. I just know I wanted to take more theology classes. Nice. But yeah, no, I enjoy it. Teachers are great. People are great. Don't really have anything more to say about it. I'm getting paid to go for free.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
So love that.
Yeah, love that. No complaints there.
Yeah, no complaints there. And I get to hang out with these guys. So, you know, it's pretty fun. It's cool. But, you know, it's nice because you get to make that bridge, you know, with esports as well. I know a big push because the goal for us entirely is to get to recognition with the school, because UD is obviously recognized with the school, you know, with them having, you know, their own space and everything like that. That's our entire goal, is to get that. So using my degree, you know, to kind of bridge Christianity with esports, you know, is important, because we want to throw that to them and be like, hey, this is something we can use. But also just getting us recognition is really important for us. We're in the moot process currently.
Yeah.
So we're in SGA, Student Government Association. That's helping us out big time.
That's good. So, like, just building the credibility so they can take it more serious and stuff like that. I mean, if you don't mind me, how do you guys do in the tournaments? Do you guys win in a lot, or because the coaches here?
Depending on the game.
We've had some good teams.
No, we've had some good teams. We've had our Smash. So, Liberty has, like, a Smash scene, or, like, the city does, technically, called Lynchburg Smash. Those guys are nuts. I don't understand. Those guys are crazy.
It's Super Smash Brothers.
It's Super Smash Brothers.
Sorry. Just for clarification.
Should have clarified, but no.
For those of you who don't know.
Yeah, all those guys are crazy. Our Siege team went pretty far that one year.
Yeah. We've had a lot of different iterations of Siege teams.
Rainbow Six Siege, by the way, to clarify what that is. Sorry, I got to clarify now that Adam's looking at me the entire time.
All this lingo. This video lingo. Game lingo.
I know. There's four people Siege. Who don't understand what it is. But, I mean, we've had to all have had success. We're doing we're doing the best that we can without funding from the school.
Yeah.
Because we're going up against teams who have players that have been, like, scholarshiped for, like, at least 4 years, or, like, full-time scholarship for what they're doing.
With dedicated practice centers in their school buildings.
Yeah. And we've beaten one of the, like, Davenport. When we beat Davenport,
that was an upset. Davenport was a top 10
team in, like,
team in the country. Rainbow Six Siege.
And we beat them.
And we beat them.
It was so funny.
Because I used to be the manager for Rainbow Six Siege, and it was that me, you,
Trevor
was there, And then it was Logan slash you and Circle was on that team.
That whole week took a lot of practice, because I remember we went into it. We were like, all right, we're playing Davenport. So we had this guy who was our coach at the time. His name is Vesp. Shout out to Vesp if he listens to this at some point.
Yeah.
Insane. He's just super smart, analytical. He was semi-pro, so he kind of went kind of professional a little bit. Played through the Challenger Leagues, through Siege and everything like that. But he offered to coach us for free, mind you.
Yeah.
Man, just very thankful for what he did, because even without him, you know, for that whole week we practiced, we would have never beaten that team if we didn't have him. So, yeah, pretty That's fun exciting. Stuff.
What's everyone's bread and butter, like, for you, Caleb? Like, if there's a certain game, like, put person on this. Like, what's the game that you guys put Caleb on, if it's like...
Yeah, I'll let you guys answer.
No, so, I mean,
don't talk to Adam. Adam's going to give me something really bad.
What's he suck at? Yeah.
right now, Caleb and I are both on the League of Legends team, the one that Adam is coaching us for.
Okay.
But, like I said, we used to both play Siege. That was our bread and butter.
Yeah, that was our bread and butter. That was our really
go-to game. If you said, like, oh, what competitive game do you play? I would say Siege.
Dropped hours on that game.
Yeah. It's my second most played game of all time. Game's dead to me now, though.
So they've changed a lot.
I guess my bread and butter is League. Caleb's bread and butter. I'm probably stuck between League or Call of Duty.
Yeah, one
because
of those,
this guy has spent a lot of time on Call of Duty. He used to play on the team. Yeah.
So
you still play with the Gilbert and them? Because don't they play?
I played a little bit with them. They yeah. stopped a little bit because obviously, you know, wedding coming up and all
yeah,
that kind
oh
of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
gross.
Women yeah. taking the guys away from you know the guys,
but, stealing our homies.
Yeah. Probably right now Caleb's game is League.
Yeah,
and then along with mine.
Yeah, yeah, and I'll say, gosh, that's really hard to say. Yours is probably Siege too, because I mean, even though you've not played it for a while, I think it's still Siege.
You played with us like a week ago,
yeah,
and you were still popping off.
We were on.
I hadn't played for months, yeah. And I hopped on with him and a couple of our friends and some random guy that had just joined the Liberty Esports server, and I was just dropping frags. You know, I'm top fragging every game. I'm yeah, this game is still just so easy to me.
Yes. Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
And then Adam is probably League.
Adam's definitely. Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah.
I always say this to Adam. He's going to get mad at me when I say it, but I'm going to say it anyways. Mechanical skill, not there at all. No. Smart, like smart analytical like skill, 100%. Mm. It's all the way up there.
I have the hands of an 80-year-old paraplegic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But when it comes to the strategy though, like with the games, you're on it though. Yeah. Like hence Coach Adam here.
Yeah.
Right.
I think out of me and Adam,
out of anyone on the server, I watch pro play the most.
I think I think me and you are both like the top two.
Yeah,
to watch pro play the most of League at least.
Do these get live streamed when you guys do?
Yeah, our games get live streamed. Liberty U Esports on Twitch. Go check it out. Thank you.
These get recorded. Like are people able to like watch it while you guys are playing and stuff like that.
Adam's actually one of the casters. So,
but when you guys aren't like in tournament mode and you're just trying to like lay back, crack a beer. You know, if you guys, whoever does that here.
Yes, the Liberty students are cracking up.
Yeah,
beers.
Cracking up.
Yeah, cracking up beers from Liberty students. Yeah.
What games you just put on?
Probably just League.
And what are your thoughts on games today? Like, do you think everything's headed towards the right direction?
No.
I don't think it is either.
No.
Elaborate on that, Michael.
Baldur's Gate and Helldivers.
What?
Baldur's Gate, Helldivers, okay. Elden Ring.
There is like
that I gotta hear
a single good game that comes out each year.
Sure.
And every other game is like, you know, either a sequel or just a remake. Mm-hmm. And they're just trying to grab everyone's cash without putting any thought into the game that they're making.
Mm. FIFA.
FIFA.
Madden.
Call of Duty. Madden. You know, these games that like they just pump it out every year. Mm-hmm. And it's just the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. It peeves me so much.
A lot of games I think have done that. I was big on gaming around high school.
Yeah.
I got out of it because I started recognizing I got to start paying for so much stuff now.
Oh my gosh.
And I feel like I'm going to sound old when I say this. I'm not a big fan of downloading games.
Mm-hmm.
I just
want to
put the DVD
in. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then it play. I know that sounds like
I kind of understand that. It's owning the game. You know?
I feel like when I put these days when you put the game in, it's like you have to like download it on there. Is there enough storage?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh crap. I mean, again, that's on me to just get more storage for it at the end of the day. But I'm just like that. And then on top of it, when you buy it, like Star Wars Battlefront was where it started getting turned off by it.
Did you hear about that, by the way?
The classic edition. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I know. I'm ready for it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
They should have just made Battlefront 3.
That's what I said. Yep.
Those two remakes they made, the second one had its redeeming factors to it, but that's where I started being like, okay, I don't like where everything's
where the entire game is microtransactions, and you literally have to pump your money, like your hard-earned money into the game just to win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Halo also went downhill too.
Yes.
Because Halo was my bread and butter back in the day. Like, I literally played that. I was no-lifing it with like 3 in the morning. And just with the way it kind of went with 343, I was like, nah, like I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Like over it. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's sad. It's genuinely sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot like single player game people, like games like Elden Ring or what other single player games came out that
I mean, God of War Ragnarok.
Yeah, God of War, Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's
like,
Gate.
Like single game players have been eating for like the past 3 years, I think.
Mm.
Been getting really good games. Starfield, even though some people would say it's not
that
a good game.
Is that game good, Starfield?
I've heard mixed opinions.
Lots of mixed opinions.
Our friend Griff would like to say that it's good because he's coping, but other than that...
But it's like an open world space game, right?
Yeah,
open world.
Yeah.
It's a lot of copy and paste content.
Yes.
Really.
If you make an open world game today, you can't just make it open and be like, you can go over there. There's nothing over there, but you can go over there. Like, if you make an open world game, you have to put content into it. That's like the point of a video game.
It's
is
like
to
Skyrim,
give the players something
Skyrim's
to do.
Skyrim's like one of the best open world games.
Yeah.
It's just
I love
all
Skyrim.
Custom,
when that came out, dude, oof.
Big.
Like, Skyrim's a huge map with so much to do. I mean, granted, there's arguments against, you know, stuff to do. But still, like, there's still something to do. And a game like Starfield, or dare I say Breath of the Wild, sorry to you fanboys out there, I'm a Zelda guy. I love Zelda.
He doesn't like Breath of the Wild.
I despise Breath of the Wild.
Really?
In Tears of the Kingdom.
Wow.
It's disgusting.
I love this.
Because they made such a massive world with absolutely nothing to do. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, there's a shrine there. It's definitely not going to be like any of the other 119 shrines that are in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? It's like...
Break a vase, get more jewels, and then
yeah,
like, things
it's
like
oh,
that. Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's this cool little thing to do. It's a Korok seed. It's like, okay, there's also 998 other Korok seeds in the game that do the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so boring and mindless and... Even the dungeons, man. Even the dungeons are just so boring.
You got them started now.
Yeah,
nice
man. I mean, I'll stop myself here.
Well, no,
but
it's okay
just...
because I like the rant you're on because that's exactly where they took Halo Infinite,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Exactly. They're like, it's open world. It's
like, I was excited for it because I'm like, all right, because Halo 4 and 5 were like
not
great
good.
At all.
Yeah, not good at all.
And I'm like, all right, we're back to the original styles, a little bit art style. This is cool. I played it. The campaign was cool. But then after the campaign... The studio did nothing with the game besides multiplayer.
Multiplayer is free, which is nice.
Which they're doing a lot with, when you're in the open world, you just go to base killing aliens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, wow, there was no purpose. There was y'all just kind of left us with that.
There's
and
no flair even.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, they just slapped Halo onto it and it's like, Halo game.
Yeah, yeah. And their TV series is trash.
Oh my God, it's awful. It's terrible.
I hate the TV series.
See, look, the moment they took off Master Chief's helmet, I'm like, nope, it's over. Yep, I was like,
it's done. It's crazy. They know everyone's complaining about it.
Oh, yeah.
You see all the comments, everything, and it's like, and you know, the thing is, you have proof that a show can work keeping the helmet on the whole time with The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That show, you kept the helmet on
even
the whole
though
time.
They took it off anyway.
Well, they took it off, yeah. But like...
It was at the end, though,
you,
to be
you
fair.
Take it off for a few seconds just to, I guess, show like, hey, it was Pedro the whole time.
They've been doing a lot of things with that. Like, Avatar just recently came out. I've heard mixed opinions on that one.
I watched the first episode last night. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Did you guys see it yet? Or
no.
I haven't had time, unfortunately.
I can't bring myself to... I heard that the original creators of Avatar left.
Yeah.
That was the first vibrant red flag out of that show.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said they're taking the childlike, whimsical wonder out of Aang. I'm like, okay, now I'm definitely not watching this. And then they're like, we're going to take all of the... You know how like Sokka's like basically sexist in the first five episodes?
Yes, that was
like,
what got me too. Like,
they're like, we're just going to take that out. I'm like, okay, so no character development. Now I'm absolutely not watching this show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just...
I remember when I read that too, that goes back to, I mean, I mentioned to them, I was like, what if we talk about where media or movies are going with woke culture?
that's something.
That's a whole other conversation.
Don't get Adam started. He'll start going off
But
on
going
it.
To that with Sokka, it's like that was part of the character. Like, you're being so sensitive at that point.
Yeah.
Like, no one would have cared. Like,
yeah.
We all... Like, it's just weird because it worked so well in the cartoon.
Yeah, it did.
And when
no one
blinked
had a problem
an eye, no one had a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
But now all of a sudden, we're so conscious of things
I know. That
we have to ruin it in different adaptations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people can say, it's not ruined, you just change it. But it's like, no, like, it's pointless changes. That's what it is. It's pointless changes. Yeah. Have your own creative twist to things, but don't take away
certain things
you're scared of how a small group of people are going to feel
exactly
about a product. And it's silly.
Yeah.
That's what happened a little bit with Star Wars.
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. A little bit. Are we all Star Wars fans in this room?
Yeah.
I enjoy Star Wars.
Yeah?
I wouldn't consider myself a fan as much as you two are, but I do like
Adam is pure, what is it? 4, 5, and 6.
The complete,
after that, it's over.
Okay.
Oh, here you go. Yep, there you go. See, that started.
So I've seen... the original trilogy, the prequels.
Mm.
I saw 7 and 8. I don't consider myself... I stopped after 8. I was like, no more Star Wars.
Should have stopped at 7.
As you should. And number 8 is pretty much where a lot of people turn their heads.
Yeah. Because I enjoyed Star Wars as much as any kid did growing up. But when I saw episode 8, I was like, that's where this franchise is headed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I... said no more, not doing it anymore. I was convinced to watch Andor, which was actually good.
Interesting.
Uh-oh.
But
Uh-oh.
I was bored with that one. Yeah, this is interesting. I mean, again, everything's subjective.
Yeah, everything's subjective.
I think it was that one had slow pacing.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, I see what they were going with though, like really gritty war, but it felt a little too slow paced for me.
Mm-hmm. You didn't like the politics.
Yeah, that a lot of the talking scenes, which I get why people can find it impactful and like, oh, this is great. Like, they're building stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
I caught myself like just like tuning out
I think just with the way some things were just kind of handled, at least. Yeah. When they kind of, they were handled. But yeah, no. 8, it's funny because when you guys saw 8, because Adam clearly here was like, he could tell, he could tell right away. I was in denial. Yeah. I was in denial because I was such a, I remember I left the theater, I was with my buddy and we looked at each other like, that was all right.
Yeah.
We didn't love it. We already knew we didn't love it, but we were trying to find reasons why it was good. Because we were like, no, like, that was okay. That was okay. And the more we sat on it, we were like, no, that was rough.
No, that was a genuinely awful movie, actually.
It's actually a really bad film.
It's just like, yeah. I don't know. They made the terrible decision to take off J.J. Abrams for the second movie.
Well, there was no plan.
But, I know, but I'm just saying, the original plan, I thought, was to keep him for all three.
I was under the impression, I thought, well, from it was supposed to be J.J., Ryan, and then Colin Trevorrow, who takes episode 9.
Okay.
And then Colin Trevorrow backed out because Ryan Johnson completely threw everything off with his decisions
in
episode 8. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. But yeah, it's not going down really a good path.
Yeah, no. I think the animated is holding through for Star Wars.
Bad Batch is good.
I have not seen it. Like, you're going to really lose respect for me. I haven't even watched all of The Clone Wars. I never got around to watching that. I'm not saying it's bad.
Here's what I'll say about the animated stuff.
First few seasons you can cut out.
It's like, it would be great if everyone could watch it, but
it's long.
It's just it is a lot. There's a lot to catch up on.
But
it's one of those things.
I heard that it is so good.
It's great.
There's like a piece of me that's like,
but there's also episodes that
you gotta watch.
Oh my gosh!
No, there's episodes.
Do you remember
that...
the movie, like the standalone movie they did for the Clone Wars?
Awful. It was terrible. I didn't like the movie. Yeah. But there's episodes in that show where I'm like, this is hot garbage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they focus. I think opposed to them trying to go woke with things, what I also don't like is when they go too kiddy with things too.
Well, they started off kiddie, and then they
demographic.
Yeah, then they grew because they realized their demographic was growing up. Mm-hmm. So,
but the thing, like, I get that there's demographic for the kids, but sometimes they just do too much.
Mm-hmm.
And like, again, I mean, there was a lot of that in episode 8 as well. But yeah, I hope that they find some redemption a little bit, man. Hope they find some redemption in that little bit
too.
They're gonna have to re-canonify all the stuff because there's all that extra material that was written by third parties, and they just said, no, none of it's true. We're doing our own thing.
They dropped the ball big time, and because you just can't do it now, I feel like we're just not putting at least Han, Luke, and Leia in a scene together in the new trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, yeah, I mean, Carrie Fisher passed away, which, oh, here's a hot take.
Oh, here we go.
Here's a hot take, and I wonder what you guys think, too. When she passed away, of course, they just did CGI.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, no, I think they should just put another actress in to finish the story. Because you were limited. You were limited to finishing Leia's story at that point.
That is a hard decision to make.
It is.
It's like, this person has died. Do we recast or do we CGI?
Yep.
The way it ended, I feel like you were so limited with the rest of the footage you had. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like... And I was like, it was such a big character. And I get, like, people, there would have been riots probably for recasting, but you could send it off better that way.
Yeah.
And,
well, you also have the whole thing, too, with Carl Weathers, rest his soul.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what are you going to do with that as well?
That, too.
You know, because he's a big character in The Mandalorian. So it's kind of like, oh, do you recast?
Or do you CGI?
And if you CGI it, if it looks terrible, then
if you CGI, you have to pay them so much money to do a really good job.
It needs to look good.
It needs to look really good.
It needs to look good.
And you're going to tell, no matter how well they do it, that it's CGI.
Yeah.
Obviously because they're dead, but also because there's just ways to tell.
Yeah.
But you just got to make it look good, because if you don't, you got to find another person.
Yeah.
It's always a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
Because I personally don't mind recasting.
Yeah.
Because it allows you to finish the character's story, but it also, people just grow attached to actors in certain roles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got Harry Potter coming out in a couple years that they're making a show for.
It's going to be crazy.
That's
going to
be terrible.
The other example I had in mind was Magical Beasts.
Now
Johnny Depp didn't die, but he had that whole court
recast,
case.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a bad recast.
And here's the thing. I like Johnny Depp did a beautiful job as a I just forgot his name.
Grindelwald.
Grindelwald, thank you. And they got Mads Mikkelsen to do the third movie as Grindelwald.
Right.
Now,
they both did great jobs.
It was just weird. But it was just weird not seeing Johnny Depp because they.
It is like the elephant in the room thing. It's like, we get it, but it's like, man, it's not the same face.
So you'll recast if you don't like the public perception of the actor right now, but you won't recast
if the person passes away.
Right, right. So it's so weird.
Yeah.
And another movie where I think should have recasted. I mean, you went a really bad route was the Black Panther series when Chadwick died. I immediately told myself, recast. Because this character just started in the MCU.
Mm-hmm. What did they do? I never saw the second one.
They gave it to the sister.
The sister, yeah. The sister is the Black Panther. Yeah.
They gave it to the sister.
Okay, so now I know not to watch the movie. Yeah, sure. Got it. Thank you for letting me know.
It's not great. The best part was Namor, but that's not even saying much. Yeah, Namor that's not even saying much in itself.
Well, that's the thing with Marvel too. Is like,
Marvel.
It's a joke.
Yeah, Marvel is a joke. Have you seen the stuff about Madam Web?
Oh, Madam Web. I haven't seen it. I have no.
Don't watch.
Don't watch. They're reusing footage. Yeah. You guys see, they're reusing Spider-Man 2 footage. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a clip I saw. There's where one of the Spider Women are swinging, like a point of view. They borrowed someone. Like, they thought the nerds wouldn't catch it, but we're going to catch it. Yeah. There's literally a scene of Tobey Maguire point of view swinging through New York City, and it's the same exact shot.
Wow.
Awful. It has no, like, multiverse reference. It's just a reuse shot for reuse shot purposes, which is ridiculous.
I literally told Michael this, too. I was like, Sony needs to... They need to get rid of the rights to Spider-Man from Sony. Because they're doing an awful job at it.
Yeah.
Also, on another hand...
Or... crazy idea, actually make good movies.
Yeah.
Hard to do.
What's crazy is they're doing a great job with the animated stuff.
Oh yeah.
They're making good content with that, but also I think this what can save the day, it's gonna be tough though with the hole they're in, because they delayed Kraven, because I think they're seeing that,
well, they see that if it's
their big, movies aren't doing great. I think that what will save the day is just putting Spider-Man in those movies. And you have three Spider-Men to pick from.
Yeah, exactly.
You literally do. I think everyone is in agreement. If you just put Andrew Garfield there, we're willing to accept two different Spider-Men. We're about to accept, like, what, two different Batmans that are coming our way.
Yeah.
We'll understand one's universe here, one's universe there. Like, I feel like they think it's hard for the audience to grasp that, but...
Yeah. I just had a conversation about that yesterday where Marvel is so bad right now that if DC makes a subpar movie, everyone will think it's so much better than Marvel.
Yeah.
And it's so funny.
This is DC's time to rise.
Especially with the big reboot DC they're coming up on.
I'm so excited.
If Marvel keeps flopping and then James Gunn comes in with Superman Legacy and like all those... Like,
I've heard things about
Superman Legacy. I hope he doesn't blow it. Yeah. I really hope he doesn't blow it.
I think he knows that he can't.
Yeah.
And he's allowed to take his sweet time because Marvel's putting out crap right now.
Yeah. If anything, and now's the it's like now's the time, for the perfect time for this universe to get started up, because Marvel's like down on the ground right now.
I'm not like I don't consider myself like a Marvel or DC fanboy by any means. I'm just now not liking Marvel as much because of the garbage they've been putting out.
Yeah.
DC has so much good content, like Justice League.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. When I was a kid watching like the animated Justice League.
The cartoon
shows,
animated DC.
They're so good. Yeah. Their stories are fantastic. I used to watch even the CW Flash show until it got past season 4 and it would turn really bad. And I just stopped.
Yeah.
But like DC has a really good everything to work with, and now
the library they have.
The library they have is really good. And I want them to put something out like that's just I need it. I want it.
Have you watched The Expanse?
No.
Okay.
The Expanse. Sorry. No.
I'm surprised that you brought that up before I did.
I was going to bring it up because I knew that he was going to bring it up at some point.
What's The Expanse?
Yeah, go ahead. What's The Expanse?
I feel like I've heard that one.
Go ahead.
I'll give this one to you.
Okay.
you're reading the books right now.
It is a realistic sci-fi series based in our world, but they get really realistic with the physics of space travel and whatnot.
Okay.
So it's a show right now. They've got 6 seasons. There might be a 7, 8, 9, but there's a large time jump between 6 and 7. So they're kind of waiting on that. But great show, good mystery, good, great characters. They all have very well done backstories, and the actors who portray them are good. The story is very thought provoking, and just the cinematography of how it's all shot in space,
yeah,
and the worlds and the worlds they go to just look great.
Who's in it, actor wise?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know any of the actors.
Did you? I just found this out recently. Did you ever watch Sky High?
Yeah.
Do you know War and Peace? He's the main character.
Which one was Wayne? Which one was
the Fire Hands?
He's the main
guy.
Okay, okay. He's the main character
for every middle school girl.
That, yeah.
That, he's the main character.
Him?
Him. I know. Really? I just found it out because I was watching the TikTok and it's like, oh, this is the original crew of Sky High growing up. And I swipe, I'm like, wait a second. That's the main character of The Expanse. Yeah. What is going on?
That's crazy.
But he's the main character. There's no big name actors. Yeah, no. There's no A-list actors on there.
It started off on a cable TV channel, Sci-Fi.
Now it's on streaming, I'm assuming.
And then Amazon picked it up for seasons 4, 5, and 6.
That's cool.
I'll have to check that out. Yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan, but
that's it's just...
because you have trash taste.
So, okay, no, look.
Well, what kind of, is it action packed or slow paced?
Like, it's got a bit of everything.
It's like politics.
Okay.
Like that.
It's the politics between Earth, which is all united. Yeah. It's like Earth, Mars, and the belt, the asteroid belt.
Okay.
And it's like those are the three different factions, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And the main crew is kind of like a mix of all. Yeah. And it's like this unbiased sort of like just power crew, I guess you could say, that does all these missions and does just...
Is it Star Trek-y in a way?
No, not anyway. It's very grounded in reality.
Maybe that's why I don't like Star Trek.
The only like unrealistic thing... is that they invented was the way space travel works. So they invented some way for engines to constantly accelerate and then at a basic, technically an infinite rate. And then when they get halfway to their destination, they flip around and start to decelerate. So that's how they maintain, gravity
on the
ship.
That makes so much more sense. I had forgotten about that. And I'm like, why is the camera going that way?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I was so lost.
And watched the whole show and didn't catch
on. Caught that raw moment.
They probably explained that in seasons 1 and 2 that I watched like years ago. And then I watched seasons 1 and 2 years ago. And then I picked it up like a few weeks ago or a month ago, watching 3, 4, and 5, and 6.
Every night.
Every night. It was like whenever I was done with my homework or done with video games.
I'd see him sit on the couch, watch the show, get up the next morning. He's sleeping on the couch, get home. He's still watching the show.
Yeah, I'd sleep on the couch, go to work, come home. You know, watch the show. It's, oh gosh, it's so good.
I have to put that in your agenda. That sounds cool. Yeah. Like, so we'll, it's, you know, like speaking of sci-fi, like, you know what's a great movie? Interstellar.
I love Interstellar.
Because
like
you talking about the time travel thing or whatever, like the space travel thing. Like, I think that movie did a really good job kind of showing how time moves with space and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, that stuff is crazy, dude.
Yeah. You watch that one?
Battlestar Galactica. Never watched Battlestar Galactica. Oh, I know about it. Dad just wasn't. I think I just adopted a lot of things Dad liked, but Battlestar Galactica, I never got into. Was that something you guys watched?
I watched it. Yeah, they haven't watched it.
I
recommended it to him as well.
So. Yeah, the Star Wars and Star Trek were the only two like big nerd ones that
The really... biggest one for us was Arcane. You've watched Arcane?
Arcane, no.
Oh my gosh!
Isn't that a
That's the League of Legends TV show.
It's a movie. It's a show based off the League of Legends, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the characters.
I've heard good because a lot of people who didn't play the game were telling me to watch.
Yeah, Jella watched it. And she doesn't even play it.
Yeah, that's exactly. Really good. She did her typical, have you watched this?
Yep.
I'm like, no, I haven't seen it.
Highly recommend.
Yeah, it is
just
so
really good.
That's another thing we can go on is like video game adaptation in movies or like in shows.
It's not a good ratio.
It's not a good ratio.
It's not a good ratio, but recently.
Halo, bad.
Okay, well, that's
Warcraft, bad.
The I'm a sucker.
Sorry if you're going to get mad at
me. I'm a sucker for the Sonic movies.
Oh, Sonic ones are decent. They're okay.
They were fun.
The
Mario movie was fun.
Mario movie's fun.
Pretty good. Chris Pratt
is also Garfield now.
Yeah.
Which he's everyone now.
They're just casting him as,
Now they're making that the Borderlands movie.
Yeah, I didn't
hear as things about Jack that. Looks Jack bad. Black is clever.
That's the only exciting thing about the trailer to me. Yeah. But everything else, I was like, I'm not a big boy. I played the game. Mm-hmm. I never dove too deep in it. But seeing Kevin Hart just takes me out.
Yeah, it takes me out
immediately.
Thought they should have chose the Rock at
Kevin
least
Hart
if they wanted
play Kevin Hart.
Yeah,
Kevin Hart plays Kevin Hart. Chris Pratt,
and you can tell he's really trying. In that trailer, he's really trying to show us not be Kevin Hart.
Not be Kevin Hart. Yeah,
but it's like. No, like it's Central Intelligence.
Here's my thing. If Claptrap is just going to be a voice, just get the original voice actor? Why just make Jack issue, Black man. The voice
Too much
actor
money, bro. Too much yeah. money.
To make these people be like, oh my gosh, Jack Black's
who
in it.
Was it? It was good. Robin Williams with Aladdin. Because before that, it was you had special voice actors.
Yeah.
That were there. They only did voice acting. But with Robin Williams, he said he wanted the marketing to not feature his name hardly at all because that would take away from the talent the voice actors brought. And then, of course, they made him like part of the face of their marketing campaign.
Yeah.
And that has had a ripple effect today.
Well, that was a big thing, too, when Aladdin came out, when people were hearing that Will Smith was going to be the genie or whatever.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, you can't do that. Robin Williams is such a good actor. Oh, and it's like, he actually did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
I never saw it, but
I mean, it was odd, but I mean, he did a good job for what he could do, you know?
So yeah. Well, it was what it was. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. But they,
Call it day by
it's okay. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I think movies have gone towards, like, let's just put whatever. I think that Chris Pratt as Mario is the biggest, like, evidence of that. Because I feel like he had no, like, there was no reason. There's nothing special.
Yep.
I think they even, I remember seeing an article, they built it up like, wow, Chris Pratt is doing a voice like none of us have heard before. And it was like, it was him.
It's his normal voice.
It was his normal voice.
He was just talking.
With maybe a little Italian. A little racist Italian sound. I don't know.
It's a me, Mario.
It's a me. Like, and then you got Charlie Day's Luigi, which I thought wasn't bad. That was okay.
That wasn't bad,
But then Keegan-Michael Key actually was trying with Toad.
No? Jack Black did a great job as Bowser.
Okay, that was cool.
Didn't they get Peak the Mario voice actor
as a cameo? Yeah,
they got him as a cameo.
And I'm like, okay, at that point, you've already got him there.
Yeah.
Just have him read the lines.
Yeah. And people, I think their argument was, we're all going to get tired of the voice after a while. But I don't think so.
No.
I think even if he were to tweak the original voice, I mean, him, still keep Charles Martinet and then just tweak it a little bit if you want, but keep him. There was no harm in that. They were so scared they were not going to sell tickets if it wasn't attached to Chris Pratt's name.
Well, Mario doesn't talk a lot in that the games.
Too.
So
yeah.
There's a different skill set of making of a few sound effects.
True.
Yeah.
Because that's essentially what most of his...
Well, they did... Yeah. Was he the voice of the cartoon? You remember the cartoon that they made?
No, I don't think it was him.
Cartoon?
No. But I can understand wanting a different voice actor for Mario, but choosing Chris Pratt was just, we want butts and seats, so we're going to go for a big name brand value so people will recognize, oh, I know that person, and they'll come in. And that's why a lot of the reasons why my point with Robin Williams, that a lot of... people who just do voice acting, why that's it is dying because people just want popular actors with a face that they can put on billboards and whatnot.
Maybe they just don't put the actors on the like movie things, the movie details.
So you're saying don't give credit.
You just show up to the movie, figure out who's in it, you're like, oh my gosh, it's him.
Well, I remember
they did that with Interstellar, actually.
They did.
Yeah. They didn't say that Matt Damon was
in Matt Damon,
movie.
Yep, they did not.
And then he shows up.
Oh my gosh,
it's like,
crazy.
Oh, the Martians.
Yeah,
the
Martians.
Yeah, that was another good movie. It almost felt like a crossover moment because I was like, wow, this because we just saw the Martian, and I was like, oh wow, this is oh, surprise for sure. But I think another movie that did the voice acting thing where they just grabbed a name to grab a name and didn't show any credit to like the actual voice actors, Space Jam, the number two.
Yes.
They got Zendaya. Because I remember I was actually Zendaya.
Yeah.
They got her as Lola Bunny.
They did.
And they just promoted. She's here as Lola Bunny.
Yeah.
But like literally Eric Bauza, who voices literally every Looney Tune
character,
you don't see him on any marketing.
Yeah, any marketing.
But he literally voiced every single character. They even had Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Mm-hmm. Voice Speedy Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
And they promoted that. And Speedy Gonzalez had like five lines in the whole film. He's like, guess what? He's in this movie too.
Yep.
But Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, who actually had a real voice actor, is zero credit. So
that's sad.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
So another thing I wanted to talk. So have you ever heard about? So there's this big game going around called Helldivers 2. Have you heard about it yet? At all?
No.
So big game. It's like PvP or PvE. Shoot aliens.
Okay. Yeah,
bugs.
It's like
and stuff.
You're fighting for Super Earth and democracy and freedom and liberty.
What does that sound like to you? What movie does that sound like to you?
Say it one more time.
You're like these people going down to fight like bugs and robots to defend Super Earth and its democracy and freedom and liberty.
What movie does that sound like? It's a jokey movie.
Starship Troopers?
Yes. See, yeah. I've been trying to tell Michael, exactly I've told Michael that we need to watch it because it's such a good movie. It is peak. Yeah. I mean, it's really bad, honestly.
I think I've seen scenes of the first one, but I know the premise.
It's a good movie.
Yeah,
it's a good movie.
It's one. It's like it owns being goofy.
Yeah, and there's like there's another thing we can go with games too is that like, oh, man, it's just so frustrating playing multiplayer games because they're just so trash.
Yeah,
but you'd make a basic concept game that has like little things in it.
And its own little flair.
Yeah, its own little flair, and it just blows up. Yeah. It's crazy.
I know I was, ironically, I was trashing sequels at the beginning of this podcast, but Helldivers 2 came out this year. I think it's already going to be one of the best games of the year.
Mm.
It's just, you go in and you're already having a blast with your friends, you know? It's just, it's a really fun gameplay loop. You just like, you go into these hell pods, is what they call them. Oh my gosh, I'm shaking everything.
You got some Halo-esque, you know.
Yeah, you know, going in these hell pods, like dropping on the planet, and you're immediately like in the action. Like, you got like a shotgun, like shooting bugs and whatnot.
This upgraded because it was originally top down, like Halo Wars style.
Yes.
Strategy based, exactly. That type of thing.
Kind of, but not really.
Are you guys big on that style? I wanted to
RTS?
Ask.
Like, that's RTS?
I guess RTS. Games, right? Is that RTS? Like when it's
I played StarCraft 2.
Yeah, Adam.
Yeah.
Me, I put a little bit. I wasn't too big on it.
I play Civ.
Oh, Civ? Okay. Yeah. Do you know what Civ is?
No.
Civilization.
It's a, you know, Risk?
Yes.
Kind of like Risk, but not really.
Okay.
It's more like, how would you say? It's like civilization builder,
he,
like
see,
city builder.
He probably got the brain for
he,
it.
He is a very, probably, he likes seeing numbers go up.
Sure.
So.
I have several thousand hours in RuneScape.
I love that. Yeah,
so he plays like RuneScape and World of Warcraft. Mm, like stuff like that. That's his, that's it. Actually, I should have said that.
So that's
his
bread
and butter.
That's your bread and butter.
Yes, that's his.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he just likes that type of stuff. Me and Michael, on the other hand, are more like ADHD. Like, we got to shoot
everything. No, I'm a child. I'm a child when it comes to video games. It's like, I don't want to think too much. But because that's a whole other beast, is games like that.
Oh, I got a lot of hours in Warframe.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my games.
Yeah, yeah. My cousin plays that one a lot, too.
Oh, I saw your, when you and JC went to, you went to someone's house and he was playing a game on the computer. Who was it? Was that her brother?
It was her little brother playing. Yeah. It was the driving one.
Yes.
Because we were at a cousin's house and he was playing that. Yeah. One game that he was having us play there was Lethal Company.
Yeah. Oh yes,
that's good.
That was a huge game when it first came out.
Yeah,
as well.
That's a fun game.
Another one where it's like, oh, play with your friends and it's
just have a fun game. Super simple. That's what we call our brother coined it, the term the streamer game.
Mm-hmm.
Games like that and like Phasmophobia and the SCP game, where it's just like games that these streamers can play with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you it's like a fad for a few months or so. And then
if you want to make a successful game right now, just make it, you know, play with friends. Don't make it such big scale, and you'll succeed 100%.
Let your friends get up to shenanigans.
Yes,
and that's how you.
That's just kind of how
it'll get blown. Yeah.
Oh, you'll blow up. It's that's just the way that it works, because everyone's sick and tired of the way that games are being made now. With you know, we upgraded our graphics from you'll get 58 FPS to now 60 FPS. We're like, great.
What kind of skin is on my gun?
Yeah, exactly.
Type all that stuff. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Because that's what every game is going to. Yeah, they're just kind of everyone's going to.
It's a big monetization scheme.
Yeah. Turn-based games? Do you guys like
Civilization?
Oh, Civilization
is a turn-based
game. Yeah. Okay.
I'm a big fan
of Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh,
yeah.
Have you heard about that one? That one's like D&D.
I've heard
D&D
of it.
The game.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Very popular. Very, very popular. I like those type of games. I play pretty much anything. I'm not really too. You know,
as long as it's just fun.
Yeah, as long as it's fun. That's hard to find nowadays.
I have Tabletop Simulator, and we play Twilight Imperium on it.
Yeah,
you can play Twilight Imperium, Catan, anything.
So that's turn based.
Yeah. We've been playing Magic.
We gotta start making just video game. You gotta make video game content with these guys,
man.
Make a YouTube channel or something.
Because
you guys got the real nitty gritty stuff.
Have you heard about Magic? Do you know what Magic is?
Magic the Gathering.
Magic the Gathering.
I've heard of that one
too.
It's
a card game. Yeah, we play that one a lot.
I'm big into Magic the Gathering.
Magic cardboard crack.
Yeah, it's actually made by the same people who made D&D.
Mm.
My friend got me into it summer of 22.
Yep, 22. That's when you started your addiction.
That's when I started my addiction.
This downward spiral.
Yeah.
Are you still currently in one?
Not really.
Continuing a series or whatever the D&D people call it, or Magic Together?
A campaign.
A campaign. There we go.
Um,
are you still in a campaign?
A campaign.
Kind of. It's with Adam and a few of our friends.
Cool.
But we haven't done a session in several months because just like work scheduling, and school and scheduling.
Because it takes a lot of time.
I've
had several friends trying to create a campaign and I could never pull one together because I know it's overwhelming. But I tell them I want to join in on one and check it out.
You would kill it.
And because there's a lot of improv and acting involved.
Yes.
And I was like,
I would love it.
I was like, Michael, I would.
He's a bard. He's so easily a bard.
So there's this character that Michael has. I'd walk into his room. It's basically
Getraxia.
You have certain specs on your characters, where like strength, intelligence, dexterity, and one of Michael's characters had no intelligence.
I have 2 in intelligence and a 3 in wisdom.
Mm.
I am as dumb as a rock.
Yeah, so he's dumb as a rock, and when he acts, it is. Can you do it, please?
Like, okay. But like the funny thing about it is I got like a 20 in strength and like an 18 in
so he's
dexterity.
Beefy. He's a big boy.
I am like, as our DM called it, chiseled by the gods. But I am so dumb. And I do a funny voice for the character because he doesn't really use his brain when he thinks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I'm Getraxia.
So it's your turn every time.
He just wants to eat food.
every time he does something, he talks like that, and I just lose it every time. And it's just
because I'm a rage barbarian. Mm. So like I don't use magic. I'm just a big guy with my 2 axes, and I hit things as hard as I can.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, Getraxia uses rage, and then he just like beats up on the enemy.
Yeah, yeah. I almost would love to, if we ever, me and JC ever go to like Liberty or something.
Yeah, you have to come
check that out.
Yeah.
And then, I always talked about that, like going there to see you and
Jella. Yeah, we don't have a center yet, but we're like I said, we're in the process of getting one. So
do some content there.
Shout out to my boy Adam, other Adam, SGA Adam,
who we met at a Texas Roadhouse because he heard them call me Coach Adam.
Yeah, so like literally stroke of God, because we're at Texas Roadhouse because Michael said, "Oh, I've never been to Texas Roadhouse before," and we're like,
"Whoa,
we're going to Texas Roadhouse." Yeah. And so I literally only got a cactus blossom, and then I ate like so much bread, it was ridiculous.
That's all you need.
Yes,
that's all you need. Yeah, really?
Adam ate it. And he was like, "This bread is crack." And I was like, yes, it's so true.
The cinnamon butter, man. Yes, yeah.
But anyways, so we were at Texas Roadhouse, and it's with our whole league team. Mm. So there's 5 of us. We're telling, "Oh, Coach Adam," and this guy goes, "Hey, Coach Adam," and we're like, who the heck is this guy? And then find out that he's just messing around with us, and he was wondering. And then he came over and he's like,
because his name was also Adam.
Yeah, his name was Adam. Mm. And he's like, "Oh, I'm an SGA, and I heard about this esports thing." He was like, "So how do you guys like relate to it?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm the director of esports." And
wow.
So then we go talk to him, and man, couldn't have gotten someone better. Like, this is a freshman coming into Liberty, already passed like 4 resolutions already in SGA, and he's just a freshman, so it's like, I mean, a stroke of luck from God.
That's crazy how that panned out.
Oh my gosh, it was literally a God.
That's God working.
Like, wow,
that's
God.
Wow, you know? A God sighting.
God sighting.
Yeah, you got sighting.
Literally, like, nice. Got the best person. We went to go meet with the president of like the student government, and he was like, "If you guys want to do this, we got to do it now." Because basically, the guy who's running it, his name's Dondi. He's the president of Liberty.
Mm.
Basically, we put anything in front of him, he's signing right now. Mm. So if we put it in front of him, he signs it, then hopefully we'll get something done.
That's exciting.
So now he's going to watch this podcast and not sign out of spite.
Yeah, because he's like, I hate these guys. No, Dondi's great. He's fantastic president.
Yeah,
so.
Dondi Costa.
But yeah, literally all Liberty Esports is a passion project.
Yeah, love that. Yeah.
All student ran. He said
everyone
he
who plays has their own setup
at
their apartment or dorm.
Yeah, so basically, and the thing is like, if we get this center, we like, you know, upgrade, it'll provide, you know, a bunch of students to be able to play on.
Is there a way people can support, like, that you got, like, or
no? I mean,
really. Not
follow
yet.
Us on social media.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
we go.
Pretty much, just
give them some, yeah, give them some clout.
Liberty U Esports.
The way to support us is by like
drawing attention to
the Twitch streams. Yeah, and the thing right now is like, the university wants to see student engagement a lot.
Yeah,
and for us to be able to tie in off campus, on campus, and online is like such a big pool for us, because it's like we have one of the biggest clubs on campus technically.
Yeah.
Because our online presence is so big.
It's over 1,000 people on the Discord channel.
That's like, I think 500, maybe more than 800 more than like the club next club. So
just more engagement at the end of the day.
I mean, the
Twitch streams are always public too, right? And stuff like that. All right. So,
and of course, if we perform well in competitions, that helps us as well. But
right.
It's a little hard when you're going up against teams that are getting fully funded by their school, you know?
Yeah.
So,
that's tough, man. Building a brand is hard too.
Yeah. So, that's what, and we've built a brand, but it's just, you know, getting supported is the different thing.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, so go follow us on socials, Liberty U Esports, you know.
Yeah, we'll put that there for you guys.
I'll send it to you as well.
Well, yeah, send me the links. We'll put it down in the description below. But we'll go ahead and see wrap up here because you guys are busy. Got a League of Legends match later.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so the way it's going is to do a quick outro. We're just going to let it out there. All right, yeah. And I'll throw it over to Caleb and to Michael and to you, whatever you guys want to pitch or promote.
Cool.
We'll throw it over to you guys. All right. All right, everyone. Well, hey, thanks again for watching this video game talk of Ethan Hahn Plus. We went in deep. We talked about esports. We had the three gentlemen, the director, the coach, and what's your title, you'd say, for esports? I'm the
player.
I'm the assistant director and the coach of Liberty Esports here in the studio today. Go ahead and show them some support. Again, where can they find you guys on social media?
Liberty Esports. Okay. I think that's
on Instagram.
Twitter, and Twitch. So just go follow us on there.
And Discord.
And Discord if you want to follow our Discord.
So. We'll go ahead and put all of that up on the screen. But yeah, go ahead and show them some support. If you have any video game questions,
send them up.
If you want to, you know how to get into esports,
or if you want to come to Liberty, please.
If you're a Liberty student trying to get into esports, go ahead and hit them up as well. But yeah, everyone, remember, if you want to get a hold of me, Ethan Hahn Productions on Instagram, subscribe to the channel, hit that bell button for more episodes. You can get notified there. And you can find this episode on Spotify and Apple. I mean, you're probably already listening to it there, but go ahead and check out on the other platforms. Any more closing words, gentlemen, before we head out of here?
Ooh, wish us luck on this game.
Yeah.
Coming up in
go half an hour. Pray
we
got to
run to.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, you guys are going to go.
Their ADC is Masters. He's going to gap Caleb. Yeah. It's going to be rough for him.
Yeah, the rank differential is high. But no, just thanks for everyone listening. Yeah. Appreciate you guys. Hope you don't like our hot takes on movies and everything. Yeah. Michael, you're going to catch heat for that Zelda one.
I don't care. It's a hill I will die on.
I clip a lot of these things out. I'll probably clip that out, too. Let's see what kind of heat.
Yeah, no, thanks. Please follow us on our socials. It helps us out a lot. Yeah. And just help us, move forwards better.
All right, everyone. Thanks again for watching. And always remember, this has been Ethan Hahn Plus.
Caleb.
Michael.
And Adam.
Ah, now some fake talking, like in the talk shows.
Oh yes, I do talk a lot. Talking, you do talk a lot, regularly.
Talk,
a lot.
I talk sometimes. not a lot.
A lot of talking.
Actually, we're doing a podcast.
We're starting now.
This is not a podcast.
So what we've been doing
is just a test run. I have to remember everything I said and say back again.
Say it again. Hope you remember. Write it down.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.